whatever it is, and then they have a shear, then they have a meal and they eat all those things. So we have to have a Safek Brachos meal where, you know, we have schnitzel and ice cream and ice cream sandwiches and
kiddush,
right, there we go. How many shilohs could we have in one meal?
Someone told me she did that in seminary at the end of the year.
Like the Bechina.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And then the
right, exactly. And pizza. We'll have a lot of
cream. We'll wash on those, you know.
All right. So today's topic, B'siyata Deshmaya, is the bracha on schnitzel, sushi, ice cream sandwiches, and other combinations of mezonos and shakal. These shailas arise all the time, as I'm sure you're well aware. So we have to begin with the Gemara. The Mishnah at the end of Ketzer Mevarchim says, Heviu memdalad medalaf, heviu lefanav, maliach tchila, upasi mo. Maliach is something very salty, with some bread. Mevarach ala maliach, upoter asa pas, shapas tfeilo lo. So you make the bracha on the maliach, let's say shahakol, and your shahakol covers the bread. So you don't have to make hamotzi. Zeaklal, kolshu ikr, vimo tfeilo mevarach ala ikr, upoter asa tfeilo. The rule, which we always note, that's from yesterday, is mevarach al ha'ikr, in this case the maliach, upoter es ha'tfeila. The Gemara says, umiyak amidi to have a maliach ikr pas tfeila? Is there such a thing that pas is tafel? In other words, we know that generally speaking, pas is the most chashuv of all foods. And therefore, how could you have another food which was going to pater the pas? So clearly, the Gemara assumes that it's only in the most unusual of circumstances that we would ever have something pater pas. And the Gemara answers, yes, there is such a thing. Amar vach abred rav avira, amar vashi, v'ochle peras genusar shanu. What are peras genusar? Rashi says that these are peros eretz yam kinares, chashuvim min hapas. These are very, very sweet fruits that come from the Galil around the Yam Kinneres, and they're very chashuv. There's a Gemara elsewhere in Shas that talks about all sorts of exciting things that happen when people eat too many peres genusar. My father, I was once learning that with him, and he was sure that peres genusar is some type of hallucinogenic mushroom or something like that. So, anyhow, peres genusar are these very sweet fruits, and you need to eat pas with them, and therefore the peros are the ikr and the pas is the tafel. Now Rashi tells us a very important klal as to the nature of ikr and tafel. Rashi says that the reason why the peres genusar are the ikr is because they are chashuvim min hapas. In other words, anytime you have something more chashuv than pas, and you eat it with pas, then you would make the bracha on that which is chashuv. So theoretically, if you had a deli sandwich, say a gesunte deli sandwich, with, you know, a lot of corned beef or roast beef in the middle, so l'chori you would make a shahakol, because the ikr, the chashuv, according to Rashi, is the roast beef, and that would pater the tafel. Don't worry, that's not what you should do, but that's l'chora what Rashi would say you should do. Tosfos, though, disagrees. Bochle peres genusar, Shemeliach ikr, shehuba lahashiv halev shenechlash mipnei mesikos haperos. The reason why the meliach is ikr is because it's coming to restore the person after he was weakened because of the sweetness of the fruit. In other words, according to Tosfos, as opposed to, let's say, Rabbeinu Yonah and probably Rashi, there are actually three things here. There is the peres genusar, which were eaten first. Those are extremely sweet, and therefore, to counteract that extreme sweetness, you have something salty. And then you had something very salty. To counteract that saltiness, you need to have some bread. And therefore, v'apashal acharav tafel. So the pas, which is coming to counteract the saltiness of the malach, is tafel. Ve'eno ba ela b'shvil ha-meliach. It's only coming because of the meliach. So here we have a very different definition of ikr and tafel for Tosfos. Tafel is because it's only being brought for that thing. Now here we should stop for a moment to note that there are a number of possible examples of Iker and Tafel. The most extreme is something like this, which we could call a machshir, as opposed to the standard example of Iker and Tafel, which is probably a malafes. The standard example of Iker and Tafel is that one thing is coming to make the other thing taste a little better, right? If I go ahead and I put some cream cheese on a sandwich, on a cracker, let's say, so the cream cheese is melafes esha cracker. So that's one type. Then we have something like this, which is a machshir. And basically what we're saying is that I eat this maliach leaves me with a very bad taste in my mouth, and to go ahead and to counteract that taste, I need to go ahead and eat the pas. Now a third type would be something like a taroves. Let's say you have rice mixed with some meat. So that is, in a certain sense, we'll see that each of these three categories, and there may be more than three categories, but each of these three categories will be different, dealt with differently. So there are different types of Iker and Tafel. Okay, yes?
My question is Tosa's question. I was going to ask, according to Tosa, why do you make a bracha on Maliach if it's coming?
So you're machaving to Tosa's question, exactly. So Tosa asks, if there are three things, so then we should make the ha'etz on the Peres Genusar, and that should pater the Maliach, which should then pater the Pas. So Tosos gives two answers. V'yesh lomar, demayri shelo achal ha'peros ba'oso ma'amad. So you didn't eat the peros genusar ne'maliach in the same sitting. Inami, b'sha'a she'achal peros genusar, lo ha'yasham adayin maliach, u'pas, de'lo yodeyashiach lashlibo machmas ha'mesikos. So you thought you could handle the sweetness, but it turns out that you were surprised. It was just too sweet for you to handle, so you needed to bring in the meliach and then the pas. But if it was b'mamad echad, and you did know that it was coming, it's clear from Tosfos that the ikris potras atafel, even though you don't eat them at the same time. Meaning to say, everybody agrees that it's shayach to say ikr potras atafel, even though you first eat the ikr, and then only a couple minutes later eat the tafel, as long as it's b'mamad echad. Now, Tosfos tells us a very important point, which is, lo haya yodea shiyachlash libo machmas hamasikos. So you need to know about the tafel for the ikr to pater the tafel. This point gets to the very heart of the lumdus of ikr poters atafel. And here, when you look at the Rishonim, you'll see a number of very interesting possibilities. Some Rishonim understand that the ikr poters atafel is that the tafel doesn't even need a bracha. In which case, presumably, you wouldn't have to know about it at the time. So Tosus probably doesn't mean that. Another possibility is that the ikr, the bracha on the ikr, paters the tafel. That's possible, according to Tosus, and you'd have to know about it, perhaps. A nafka mina might be if you had the tafel before the ikr. And that's a question that we'll get to in the Rama. There, you might need a bracha. And then even if you do need a bracha, we'd have to ask, well, which bracha do you need? Do you need the regular bracha or just a shahakol and the like? Another possible lumdus, which you find in some Rishonim, is that ikr poter satafel, because they're seen as one thing. And even though you don't eat them together, it's pashut that if in the case of a taroves, that you could see them as one thing, and that's why ikr poter satafel. But even if you eat them separately, we don't really have time today to go through the lumdus and show how each of these theories can be found in the Rishonim, but it's interesting to think about. Rabbeinu Yonah gives us a third hagdara. Now, So let's go back to our deli sandwich example. So according to Rashi, we said you'd make a shakal on a deli sandwich. According to Tosfos, would you make a shahakol and a deli sandwich? Probably not. because you wouldn't say that the bread is coming eino ba ela b'shvil hamaliach. Rabbeinu Yonah gives us a third gader. He asks the question, why is it that we need this Mishnah in the first place? Why isn't it included in the Mishnah earlier that says birech al hapas pateres et parperes? And he answers that the chiddush is that even though this is pas, don't think that pas is never exempted by the ikur because of its chashivos. In other words, the havamina is something along the lines of Rashi. Don't think that ikur and tafel is tali and chashivos, in which case pas would never be pater. Kamash malan shepamim hi tfeila she'ein ikur achilaso ba'avur pas mein mevarchalav. You have to figure out what's your ikur achila. This might be the hardest definition to figure out. A lot of times it's not so easy to figure out what your ikur achila is. In this case it is. It's obvious that the peres genusar are the ikur achila, and the pas is not the ikur achila, and therefore the peres genusar pater the pas, or the meliach paters the pas. However, sometimes it's going to be very difficult to figure out what is the ikur achila, and that is the koveya according to Rabbeinu Yonah. It's similar to Tosfos, but not exactly the same. Tosfos says the ikur is what's my primary intended food, and anything that's only becoming, anything that I'm eating only agav, the primary food, is a tafel. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it's totally in what's the ikur. And even if it's not a tag-along in the same way that Tosfos holds, it could still be considered the ikur. Okay, one last source in the Rishonim before we get to the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim is a Kolbo, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef. And this is going to be the major makor that we're going to deal with today. Kasva Kolbo, Mirkachas Shemotzian al Rikikin Dakin, Osam Rikikin Havutfela Lemirkachas. They had some type of sweet dessert that they would put on some type of crackers of sorts, wafers. So shadavar yadua she'ein ba'in sham lechol lechem, ba'osim rikikim einem ba'in elu ledabe kamir kachas elayhem. Kidei shelo yitan fo yadayim. Why do you have these wafers? You put, let's say, some type of cream or ice cream on the wafers. So why do you have these wafers here? They're only here so that you don't get your hands dirty with the sticky cream. So then the halacha is that these wafers are tafel to the cream, and you'd make a shahakol. And that's a example of this Mishnah, that the ikur is poter satafel, that the cream poters the wafers. However, it's a extreme example, because the only reason why these wafers are here is kadei shelo yitanfu hayadayim. It's ledabe kamir kachas.
Krembo.
Oh, we'll get to krembos. Plein eder. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins this Mishnah kol shu ikur v'motfela mevarchal ikur protesat fela bein mibracha shalafanah bein mibracha shalachareha. This also might be interesting in terms of the lumdus of ikur protesat tafel, but we know that ikur protesat tafel applies bein bibracha rishona bein bibracha chrona lo mibayi im ha'ikur mu'urav im ha'tafel. Not only is this true if there's a taroves, it's obviously much more pashut when there is a taroves. That too might depend on the lamdos. El afilu kol achal levado, v'afilu pas hu chashev mikol im ha'tafel kegon she'achol dag meliach v'ochel pas imo kedei shelo yazikenu bigrono. Very much like Tosfos' definition. In other words, the only time pas is going to be pater is when it's a situation like this, kedei shelo yizikenu bigrono. Then, mevarech al hadag upoter sa pas. Right? So, if we go back to our deli example, even if it's, you know, the type of deli sandwich that they, you know, you get at a restaurant that they charge $24 for, that, you know, the deli is this thick and there's two little thin slices of rye bread on the top and the bottom. So if you followed Rabbeinu Yonah, Rashi's understanding, you might make a strong case that the deli is the ikur. However, it wouldn't fit what the Shulchan Aruch says. The reason why you're having the bread is not just shelo yazikenu begrono. Theoretically, if you're eating on the go and you only have the bread because you don't want to get your hands dirty, then you could make an argument that the correct bracha would be a shahakal. But when you're eating it at a restaurant, so if you wanted plain deli, you would have plain deli. And the reason why you have the bread is because you think that the deli tastes better with bread. Otherwise, you would just eat plain deli. And therefore, we would not say that you make a shahakal in that case. Yes?
Two things. First, one is, I think it's obvious, but could you be machalik between ikar tafel in general, ikar tafel when pasta?
Yes, you could be machalik. We have to see if we are, but... And you could be machalik in two ways, but okay. But it's not clear that we're machalik at all.
And then, what if you're only in the red to get a bracha shalom?
So, we'll analyze that question at the end.
The quality of the pus type things?
Again, if you talked about, if chashivas was the factor, like Rashi or Ikar Achila, then maybe, but not the way the Shulchan Aruch says it. In other words, am I doing this only with the purpose of Kadesh Shalo Yazikana Begrono? If I'm doing it for two purposes, Shalo Yazikana Begrono, and also because I'm hungry for some bread, or I'm eating the bread because I like it, so then it wouldn't qualify. Okay. So then, Mevarech al Adagu Porter Sapas, Kevan Shu Tafel. Hagavim a Tafel Chaviv Allah. Okay, we'll skip that a little bit. Fine. Then the Ramah tells us a very important point. Mevarech al Ochel Tchila, Va'afel Pishu Tafel Ishtia, Ve'en Mevarech Allah V'Aksha Hakol, Ho'il V'Hu Tafel Adavar Acher. The Ramah writes that if you eat the tafel before the ikar, so then you have to make a bracha. Why? You can't eat without a bracha, but it loses the bracha hamisuyames. So even though the proper bracha would be ha'etz or hadama or the like, if you eat the tafel before the ikar, then you make a shahakal. Now, when you look at the Makoros for this Ramah, it's actually quite interesting. There's an Oros HaRuah and a Trumas HaDesh and the like. What about if the Ikar is also shackled? Do you make two shackles or just one? And that's also, again, a little bit beyond the scope of today's question. So take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ima Ikar Me'urav Kigon, so Tarovis Hashnei Minim, Vafilu Shnei Mikarim, Ela She'echad Meruba Mechavero Harov Hu Ikar. When we're dealing with a ikar v'tafel shaila, which is a taroves, right, like the meat mixed with the rice or something like that, so then minastam, what is going to be koveya the ikar? It's going to be rov. Va'filu kol minu min omed b'fnei atzmo v'nikar nami basar rov aslinan. Even if they remain distinct and identifiable, you still go basar rov. However, there's one caveat, as he says in a moment. If both of them are chashuv, so then you're going to assume that the rov is the ikar. Ha, im echad mehen eino davar chashuv, av shehu harov, batel hu legabe hamiyot hachashuv, dehu haikar. If one of them is not chashuv at all, so then you follow the chashuv one. Now, according to many Rishonim, the classical example of this is when you have Minei Dagan. Though this might depend on the Machlokas Ritva and Rosh and Netsugya. To overly simplify, the Gemara towards the beginning of the parak told us that any time you have Minei Dagan, Chameshes Minei Dagan, then the bracha is made on the Dagan, except if the dagan is baladabek or the like. It's coming as a binding agent. So this is true, even though the mine dagan is in the minority. And the simple reason for this is because in that case it's more chashuv, and therefore it's koveya the bracha. So, for example, if you have porridge with a lot of sugar and honey and fruit jelly and the like, and the minority ingredient is the flour, so you would still make a mizonos. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Gimel that, again, the only time we say that the bracha on the meliach will pater the bread is when you're exclusively eating the bread, kedesh lo yazikana grono. But If it's for another reason as well, such as your taiv lechol pas, so then you would make the bracha on the pas. Again, we're going to skip a little bit some of these Mishnah Berurahs, though ayin sham for more details. In the Biur Halacha, which I think is on the next page, he points out a very important machlokes achronim, which is, what is the halacha if the two machalim are me'uravim bekara achas, and each one is nikar bifnei atzmo and muvdal? So what is the halacha in that case? So the Chayi Adam writes, Dehecha de minkar umuvdal kol min bifnei atzmo, mevarech al kol min umin, velo azlinan basar ruba, velo basar chamisha minei dagan. However, others, like the Derech HaChaim, disagree, and therefore the conclusion of the Mishnah Brura, the Biur Halacha, is ulamaisa nira de safik brachos lahakel, the lo yivarech ela kabirchas harov. In other words, if you already made the bracha on the rov, which should be the ikar, then you could not make a bracha on the tafel. You would be able to still make the bracha on the tafel first. And that's what he says at the end. If you want to be choshesh for the opinion of the Chai Adam, then either mush it together, or if the situation is right, you could make the bracha on the tafel first and eat that alone. Though in that case, you get into the shayla of shahakol.
Tafel, would that mean the minority?
Yeah. Now again, we're talking here where they're totally minkar umuvdal kol min umin bifnei atzmo. So if you made the bracha on the ikar first, so then you, even though the Chai Adam would say in that case make a bracha on the tafel, because it's nikar umuvdal. But since the other achronim disagree, it's a safek brachos. If you made the bracha on the tafel first, then you'd be okay. Now we're going to talk about details of these. Right now I'm just giving some of the background, and then we'll talk about the specific applications we're going to get to. Okay. So let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch, skip a little bit down, Simen Resh Yud Beis Sif Beis, which paskins the halacha that we saw earlier in the Kolbo. Mirkacha shemenichin al rekikim dakim, osim rekikin have tfeilu lemirkachas. This is the case of the wafers with the dessert on it. Why? Shadavar yadua she'in miskavnin lachol lachem. Now, if you just see the Shulchan Aruch, you don't necessarily get the impression that this is only true if it's absolutely to keep your hands clean and the like. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the rest of the Kolbo, which we saw. The Magen Avraham writes, Avol medinos elu shemenichen amirkachas al duvshin in shetovin l'machal. In these countries, we go ahead, we have the same thing. We'll say this is an ice cream sandwich for the moment. But the Magen Avraham says in where we live, the ice cream sandwich, so we put the ice cream on cookies that are good on their own. They're tovim l'machal, a cookie. So yes, the ikar might be the ice cream, but the ice cream is being placed on cookies which are tovim l'machal. It's not like the case in the Shulchan Aruch. The case of the Shulchan Aruch is when you put the ice cream on tasteless wafers that are only there to keep your hands clean. But in our country, says the Magen Avraham, we put the ice cream on cookies that are good. Imkain, kavanaso gamkain lachilas adovshinin. Your kavana is also to eat the cookies, since the cookies taste good in their own right. So when I eat the ice cream sandwich, I'm a chavin for the ice cream as well as the cookies, and therefore mivarech aleim, you make a bracha on them. Now this is a very unclear line. You make a bracha on what? On both? Do you make a mizonos on the cookies and a shakal on the ice cream, or just a mizonos on the cookies? So that's a machlokas. And just in Sif Katan Vav, if you see, he makes the point that we said before, that the only time you would make a single bracha, a shahakal, on an ice cream sandwich is Rak shabayim ledabe kamir kachas aleh shelo yitanfu ayadayim bedvash. The only time you just make a shahakal on ice cream sandwiches is when the purpose of the sandwich cookies are to keep your hands clean and not full of ice cream. So again, our question is, according to the Magen Avraham said that if the cookies and the ice cream sandwich taste good in their own right, you make a mizonos on the cookies. And our question is, only a mizonos or also a mizonos? So the first to address this question is the Machta Sashakal. He writes, when we call makom, tzarech levarech gamal amir kachas, also a mizonos. So you first make the bracha on the cookies, you make a mizonos, and then you make a shakal on the ice cream. Unless, of course, the cookies are the ikar. But in this case, clearly the cookies aren't the ikar. So the ikar is still the ice cream, and therefore you have to make two brachos. The only way the ice cream potters the mizonos is if the mizonos is absolutely tafel, and it's only ba for something like kadesh lo yizikenu grono, or to keep your hands clean or the like. Now clearly, the Magen Avraham holds that this is, well, not clearly. Well, why does he have such a high standard? Either because we're dealing with bread or mizonos mine dagan, and to overcome the mine dagan issue, you need it to be absolutely subservient, or because it's bread, or something like that, or because it's not a taroves. But the pashup pshat, I think, is the first pshat. So one way or the other, the Magen Avraham says like this. When you're eating an ice cream sandwich, so let's assume, you mentioned yesterday that that you could have four options for an ice cream sandwich, right? Either you make a mizonos, a shahakal, a mizonos and a shahakal, or none, assuming you're having it for dessert after a bread meal. So the Magen Avraham says on an ice cream sandwich, unless the ikar is just the cookies, which usually it's not. I don't think when people eat ice cream sandwiches, typically they see the ice cream as being melafes the cookie. If you did, then it's clear. If it's like a sandwich cookie, right? So it's pashut. Sandwich cookie, you just make a mizonos, right? But so here, an ice cream sandwich, at least where the cookie tastes good in its own right. Now the pashup shot is, that's enough. Every cookie in an ice cream sandwich that we have nowadays, the cookie tastes good in its own right. Now it's true, and this is where we'll see some people object, you probably wouldn't eat these types of cookies plain so much. But the simple reading of the Magen Avraham is, as long as the cookie is tovim lamachal, right, then you have to make a mizonos on the cookie, and the Machta Shakal says you also still have to make a shakal on the sandwich. Why is that? Because the ikar is still the ice cream. You can't go ahead and say that the mizonos covers the ice cream, because then you're basically making a bracha on the tafel and pottering the ikar. Ah, if the ikar is the ice cream, so then you should just make a shahakal. What happened to the Mishnah? Says the Magen Avraham, no, because the svara of ikar potar satafel is that the tafel is batel to the ikar. And since this is mizonos, and it tastes good in its own right, you can't say it's batel. So if it's not batel, if it's chashuv, if it tastes good, so it requires its own bracha. So the shahakal and the ice cream can't potter the mizonos. The mizonos certainly can't potter the shahakal, and therefore you make two brachos. That is the Magen Avraham as understood by the Machtzis HaShakal. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the next source, disagrees. He maintains that you would only make one bracha. You only make the mizonos. The gam amilui niftar bibracha azu shu tafel min dagan. The Magen Avraham is much simpler. If the mizonos tastes good, then the mizonos is the ikar. And you always make the bracha on the ikar and poter satafel. Why is that? He's saying, look, you're dealing here with the situation of mine dagan. Mine dagan, we know that the only time the dagan isn't koveya, the bracha, is if it's ledabek, or to keep your hands clean, or the like. But this isn't ledabek. It tastes good. So then we go back to our old rule. And what's the old rule? Kol sheyesh bo mechameshes mine dagon, then you're mevarich bo mine mezonos. That becomes the ikar. Any time, basically, you're dealing with mine dagon, any time it's not tafel, it's the ikar. And therefore, as long as the cookie of the ice cream sandwich tastes good in its own right, then that becomes the ikar. And mevarich ala ikar, upoter sa tafel. V'hu, he says, shemiskaven gamken lachilas min adagan shehiya isa sheba hamiloi afal pi she'ein zu ikar akavana. He says it clearly. Even though my ikar akavana is not for the ice cream cookie sandwich, the cookie part, right, again in an ice cream sandwich, even though my ikar kavana is still for the ice cream, nevertheless, you just make a mizonos. Aval amein miskaven klal lachol ha'isa So then it's tough, then you just make a shakal. You only make one bracha. If it's just to keep your hands clean, only shahakal. If it's because it tastes good in its own right, even though, again, ein zu ikar kavana, your ikar is still the ice cream. In other words, it's not a machlokas in mitzios between the machtes hashakel and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. They both agree that ikar is the ice cream. The question is, what's the halacha? Or, I shouldn't say they both agree is the ikar. They both, we'll use his lashon. They both agree that the ikar hakavana hasachila, in other words, what's driving you to eat your ice cream sandwich is the ice cream. Nevertheless, we have two options. So far we have two options in terms of what bracha you make on an ice cream sandwich. Either shahakol, that's the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or unless the only reason for these cakes, cookies, is to keep your hands clean. Shachar, it isn't, because your hands always get very dirty from ice cream sandwiches. Right. Definitely don't have to make a bracha on the wrapper. Right? Either you make a shahakol, that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Either you just make a mizonos, that's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch HaRav, or you make two brachos, that's the opinion of the machtes hashakel. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samaches Sifkat Mem Hei writes, V'kosva achronim, sham de bimedina sem, shenosim erkachtal adovshinin, right? You also have kavana for them. Why? Because they taste good. Who's that? Shulchan Aruch HaRav. That's why it says graz. Umevarich alayhem borim name izonos upoter amir kachas. Upashut didafka. Okay, stop for a moment. So, before I read further, so what bracha would you make on an ice cream sandwich according to Mishnah Berurah? L'chora, just a mizonos. Why? Because if the crackers taste good, you're mechvein also for the crackers. Also. Right again? Not ikar, but also. Good. So he rejects the machtzis hashakel. Upashat. D'davka shebe'eis afia nefin biyachad. Now it's very hard to cook ice cream. So we might have to change our example. It's only if these were baked together. I don't know, like a Napoleon. Aval, im afa hadovshinin levad, ve'acharkach meniach alem milamala hamirkachas, if you first bake the cookies, and then you put the ice cream on top, ein nasin amirkachas tfeil alahem, shekavanasu lechol shnehem, ve'ein amirkachas bain lafes hadovshinin, ve'tzach levayach gam al amirkachas. So he paskins like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but he says that even the Shulchan Aruch HaRav will agree in the case of ice cream sandwiches. And an ice cream sandwich, you make two brachos. Why? Because they were baked separately. Now, here, you could try to make the following argument. This is true if I make homemade ice cream sandwiches, where I take two cookies and I cookies that are meant also for eating, and I put the ice cream in between. So then Mishnah Berurah would certainly say make two brachos. But what about the ice cream sandwiches that you buy in the store, where the cookies for the ice cream sandwiches were baked expressly and explicitly for ice cream sandwiches? You don't see those types of cookies being sold any other place, in any other context. So maybe, even though they weren't baked together, nevertheless, that would be sufficient. It's not clear. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But one could try to argue that in the case of ice cream sandwiches, even the Mishnah Berurah would say you make a shahakol, because you could argue that what is the svara here? What difference does it make if it's b'shas afia nefes b'yachad or not? Not so clear. But one reason might be that it never has an independent standing in the case where they're baked together. But if they're baked to be a regular old cookie and then you decide to combine them, so then it has independent chashivas and won't be nitfal and niftar by the cookie.
So on an ice cream cake, you definitely would say the homemade ice cream cake is two different brachas.
A homemade ice cream cake. So when you make an ice cream cake, you first bake the cake and then you put ice cream on top.
That's right, perception.
So assuming the pashup shot is you would make two brachos, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, if you don't make a mezonos on dessert, then presumably. Pashup shot. We're going to see, again, many of the, in just a moment, some of the poskim specifically on what they say. This is sort of, we'll work our way up. So now,
which one should we resist? Sorry.
That was Kuf Samaches Sifkatan Memhei. Okay. Now, let's skip these makoros. We'll get back to this earlier one. The next group of makoros is talking about what bracha do you make on dipping cookies in milk. It's an interesting question, but maybe we'll get back to that. But let's skip to the section where it says ice cream sandwiches. So the first makor we'll see that actually explicitly addresses ice cream sandwiches is Rav Moshe Feinstein. And the first thing we should note is that he says it's going to depend on the person. Someone for whom the ice cream is absolutely the ikker and the sandwich is totally tafel is going to make a shakel. And we'll just read that first. That's the very last line. Aval elu she'en ritzonam ela behamimula ach she'ochlen osan machma she'en al kopanim sham. You just eat it because it's there, right? They give you ice cream sandwiches, so what are you going to do? Then yivarchu rak al haglida ve'al hamimula upoter mezonos hatafelahim. So again, the first thing we note is that the Mishnah Berurah, sorry, Rav Moshe, says that to some degree this is going to depend on your kavana as a person. There's not going to be a single halacha all the time. It depends on the person. Now let's go back to the beginning of the tshuva. So, chaticha shel mezonos nikeres v'chashuva shiruya v'chaviva l'achol b'fnei atzma kegon krichem dakem shel glida. Right? Something that tastes good on its own, ice cream wafers. Oh! Batzek dak memula peros misukim, pie crust, o strudel. At least a pie crust that tastes good on its own, which is important. Some, you might be machalik between a regular pie crust and a graham cracker pie crust, so pie crust that tastes good on its own. Viratzalacho osan rishon bifne atzman, Yeshlo Rishus Levarich Borim Nemezonos. This is a very strange tshuva when you see it at first. Yeshlo Rishus. Rav Moshe, I ask you what bracha should I make? And you're telling me I have permission to make a mezonos tchila v'acharkach al ha'ikar. So this is a very strange svara. It's Rav Moshe writes, if I'm having, we'll take the ice cream sandwich, eating an ice cream sandwich, I have permission to make a mezonos on the cracker on the cookie, and then make a shahakol on the ice cream. So we'll try to explain what he means in a moment by I have permission to. That tam, what's the reason? Many, perhaps most people think of the sandwich, the cookies, as something chashiv b'fnei atmo. Shilachein Yesh lasos lerov bnei adam levarich trila al chaticha ktana mimizonos. So therefore, for most people who also like the cookie, make a mizonos on a little piece of cookie. V'achar kach al hamimula shehakol o ha'etz kefim ma shehen. So what does this mean? So l'chora, what he means is that, like we said before, in the Machtes HaShekel and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the ice cream here is the ikar. And it's really the cracker that's balulafes es ha-glida. If the glida was balulafes es ha-cracker, of course you would just make a mizonos. But here, that's not the case. For most people, the cookie tastes good on its own, but nevertheless, it's balalafes es haglida. And therefore, the cookie has the din of a tafel, because it's balalafes es haglida. However, since you are nene mimenu, you enjoy the cookie because it tastes good on its own right, the proper thing to do is to make a bracha on it. And he's not concerned that the bracha would be shahakol, you make a mizonos on it, because it's something you enjoy. So there's no problem taking a little piece of cookie and making the mizonos, because you enjoy it, and you're eating it, and you're going to enjoy it when you eat it. And then you make a shahakol. Now, if you were to make the shahakol first, it seems pretty clear, you wouldn't be able to make a mizonos, because the ikar really is the ice cream. But you can, and it sounds like he thinks it's the correct thing to do, to first make a mizonos on the cookie if you like the cookie as well. And that's what he concludes. If you don't like the cookie at all, and it's only coming in a totally subservient way to the ice cream, so then you would just make a shakel. And then you couldn't make a bracha. You couldn't make a mizonos on the cookie. I think this is the way the Sefer V'zos HaBracha understands the motion. I think this is what he means. So, yeah.
What if you like having the ice cream with the cookie, but not necessarily the cookie on its own?
So this cookie on its own would taste bad, right? Right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. No, it's like it's soft, it's weird, I don't know. Like, I never have.
Delicious.
It feels solid like that. This is before, I don't know.
So, in other words, my feeling is sort of what they're telling you. It's true you might not do it. In other words, you wouldn't go out if you saw at a store and a package of ice cream cookies, but just the cookies, right? You probably wouldn't buy it. But when you go ahead and you take a piece of it, you're going to enjoy it. Right. It's a chocolate cookie. Sof kol sof, it's a chocolate cookie, and you're going to enjoy a chocolate cookie. There's no reason why you won't enjoy it. And when you make your mizonos and you eat a piece of this chocolate cookie, you're going to have hana. It's like chocolate cake, it's chocolate cookie. So it's a form of chocolate cookie and chocolate cake which you might not normally eat on its own. But lemaisa, like he says, it's chaviv alav bifnei atma. If it wasn't, I think you could be medayik from his words that you wouldn't. But I think, like he says, for rov bnei adam, it's not true. Rov bnei adam like chocolate cookies, and sof kol sof, this is a chocolate cookie. And therefore, the proper thing to do is to make a mizonos, have a little bite, and then make your shahakol.
You have a mizonos in the shahakol bite?
I think that wouldn't be a problem the way I'm saying it, because the shahakol is definitely not tafel to the mizonos. In other words, mi'ikar hadin, if you made a shahakol, you'd be fine. And this is, in a certain sense, similar to the chai adam. I don't know if he's going as far as the chai adam, but it's a similar point to the chai adam, right? Since it's nikar v'omid bifnei atzmo. You couldn't do this if this was a taroves where each one was not nikar v'omid bifnei atzmo. Okay. Rav Avadia has a tshuva about ice cream cones as well. They're called kasitas in Hebrew. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Kasita? Anyway. And his basic conclusion, he goes through the sugya, kedarko b'kodesh. If you skip down to where it says l'inyan halacha, nirash yesh levarich ala biskvitim shel kasita, the liftor saglida. You make one bracha which bracha? Mizonos. In other words, he would say, Rav Moshe, what are you telling me? You're telling me the machtes hashekel. We don't paskin like the machtes hashekel. Any time the biskvitim are not totally tafel, then they're the ikker, and you make them mizonos. Now, what would Rav Moshe say back to that? So Rav Moshe would say, no, I'm not coming out the machtes hashekel. I'm coming out a different cheshbon. Yesh lo rishus. Since you're nene b'fnei atzmo, you can do this. But Rav Avadia says, no, the pashup shot is we say, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and therefore you should make the bracha on the crackers. And this is, I do think this is the simpler reading of the Magen Avraham, certainly if you learn like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, right? What did the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham said, if the cracker tastes good, you make him his onos, and that's it. He doesn't, again, we had that separate issue from the Mishnah Brura, which might be, again, what's driving with Moshe. Ukadivya Magen Avraham, the Hagraz, the Mishnah Brura, like we all saw. Again, not precisely the Mishnah Brura, because remember, the Mishnah Brura introduced the factor of not being baked together. Yeah, Rav Moshe doesn't think, Rav Moshe thinks even this is baked together, correct. It's like the mage, like more like the machtes hashekel, but I think he would say, I'm not going as far as the machtes hashekel, because machtes hashekel says, Mikra din yachayev to do this, and I'm saying you may do this. Kevan shabiskvetim tovim lachila mitzad atzmam, v'davka birakikim, like the Magen Avraham. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, I'm sorry, Rav Avadia says, I'm paskening like the Magen Avraham and Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and according to that, those opinions, like we thought, the simplest understanding would be just a mizonos on the ice cream sandwiches. Skip to the next paragraph. V'rak she'ochal glida b'gevia she'asui me amila no kamach shochita. Let's say you have an ice cream cone. She'ein bo tam kol kach b'fnei atzmo. Doesn't taste much like anything on its own. What we call a sugar cone, or maybe even less than a sugar cone. Sorry?
The sugar cones are the ones that do have taste.
Right? No, the waffle cones are the ones that taste good. Oh yeah? Oh, the sugar cones are like they're awful. Okay. So the raya is that when you go to the ice cream store, you don't have to pay extra for a sugar cone. You only have to pay extra for a waffle cone because a sugar cone's like a plastic cup.
No, you're right, but
we're talking about different things.
We're all agreeing, it's just the semantics. There's a plain cone, a sugar cone, and a waffle cone. So you're referring
I'm talking about a plain cone. I'm calling a plain cone a sugar cone.
Right.
We'll call it a plain cone. A plain cone without, but it's not like a plain cone that doesn't have a taste on its own. Yesh levarich ala glida shahako v'liftor sagvia. So if you have a plain cone with ice cream, so you make a shahako, ki aglida ikar v'agvia tafel. Now this is a little bit of a chiddush, because you could have said, one second, bishlam if there's no cups, and I'm eating this only so my hands don't get dirty, fine. But let's say I go to the ice cream store, or I'm at my house, and I have a cup, but I still choose this. So doesn't that show that it's not totally tafel? So he's saying, no, if it doesn't taste good on its own, then it wouldn't. In other words, this sort of gets back to the question of which line you stress in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, if it tastes good on its own, then you make the mizonos. But if it's only coming to keep your hands clean, then you make a shahakol. Well, this doesn't taste good on its own, he's saying. But it's also not true that it's coming to keep your hands clean. Why do you do it? Why do people have cones, even though the cones don't taste good? Because you think that the ice cream tastes better with a cone. Now, even though the cone doesn't have any good taste on its own.
Why can't you just say you're doing it for the crunch, and the crunch isn't for the taste? So therefore it's just like a sudabi.
Okay. Maybe that's what he's saying. Something like that. But I think the ikar is that he's playing up the line in the Magen Avraham. That's sort of what he was saying. It's for the fun. Yeah. A little more sophisticated than the fun is for the crunch. The afim nishar me'agavia she'achar shisayim achilas aglida. One second. We always know that you finish your ice cream first and you have a cone at the bottom with no ice cream left. v'ochaloso levado, still ein tzarich levarech alav. Now, I would have said, 1 second. Why don't you say, at this point, why am I eating it? Because it tastes good. Otherwise, I'd throw it out. Right? And if it tastes good, then he says, you make a mazonos. No, you're right. He's going to say, ah, this thing doesn't taste good. You're eating it because it's there. You don't want to do bal tashchis, achmeis. Right? So that's exactly what he says. So again, if you have a plain cone, we'll define a plain cone as something that doesn't taste good on its own. So then you make just a shahakal. Oh. And otherwise, lishitaso, you just make a mazonos. Again, no time. No, you don't make two brachos. Yeah.
You know those cones that like ice cream is like all like on top. Maybe like it's like an ice cream, like a king cone. Like,
so you're not going to get to the ice cream for 15 bites. You're not going to get to your cone for 15 bites, right? So in that case, I would assume that he would agree that even if it's a cone that tastes good, you would have to make a shahakol first, because your first 20 bites of ice cream, you can't say that that's tough. You're not going to get the cone for quite a while. So even if you did, so even, first of all, I don't think you have to. In other words, then your ice cream's gonna, it's gonna all go through. But even if you did, even if you did, I still don't know if it would be tough though. So I take a little bite of cone at the bottom, my bottom bite, and now I'm gonna eat 10 bites of straight ice cream, right? I'm not like taking a little. So I don't think you would consider that ice cream to be tough though. This is basically two things, right? You're first eating a cup of ice cream, and then you're eating ice cream with a cone. So, klape ice cream with the cone, the brachos mizonos. Klape your first achila, which is ice cream, the brachos shakol. They happen to be one on top of another, but they're really two separate achilos.
Nuts on top of the king cone.
Those are for sure tafel to the ice cream. That's like, it's like you
they're
put nuts in.
No.
Yeah.
So, this would be the same dinim if it was just ice cream in a cup, but it would have little like Oreo pieces.
Ah. So we'll talk about that in a moment. What's the halacha knows? That's gonna, the next source deals with that question. Okay. Umasha kasav shim ochel as a gvia lebesof. So then he quotes some people that say if you eat the gvia at the end, you have to make a mizonos. And he thinks, no, this is not correct. You don't have to make a mizonos on the gvia at the end. Ikar is potas a tafel, even when you eat the tafel alone. Virak birikikin shenasa gam lachila be'atzmam. So the only time you make a mizonos on a cone is when they're also made to eat on their own. Then you need to make mizonos. Here he throws in the svara, which is a svara that we raised when we talked about ice cream sandwiches, that ice cream cones are meant mamish miyuchad le'achilas glida. You don't eat them or anything like them any other time. The fact that this is made entirely for ice cream, again, even though it's not baked together, but it's miyuchad lekach, that adds to its being tfeil liolam. Ukshmasai maglida ochal gvia bli bracha. That's his conclusion. Ah, so last week we quoted a Tshuvas Or Letzion, and I'd forgotten who wrote it. So now you could look on footnote on the bottom, and you'll find out. Rav Pinchas Zvichi says here, he was born in 1960 in Yerushalayim, and he learned in Yeshivat Porat Yosef for many years. He wrote Tshuvos Or Letzion. So he was asked a question, what about ice cream cone or ice cream sandwiches? So he says, when it's an ice cream cone, you just make a shahakol. Upoter basagvia. Valglida nesuna ben shnei biskvitim mevarech borim nemezonos ala biskvitim upoter es shahakol. Very much like Rav Avadia. Then skip down a paragraph. Al gviyei glida mimutkim hamitzuyim kayom nirashem betelim leglida. Even if it's a sugar cone, right? Mimutkim. So we'll call that a sugar cone. Still, it's bottle to the glida. V'lo dami l'mashkasman aganavram v'odachman l'inyan rekach v'rekikin shim ha'rekikin heim dujim v'vatum za shisham kavanasim l'achol adov shenin avokan. Even though the cones are sweetened, in kavanaso ella leglida, vagvia tafel leglida venuvarich ella al hagvia. And then he talks about ice cream sandwiches. So then he thinks, no, Ela bekasata shabiskvitim avim yoter. The cookies are thick. Einem baim laniach banes aglida belvad. Ela baim gam kein lachila. Velachen afilim aglida meruba. Al hamizonos. Einem avarich ela baim nemizonos. Ice cream sandwich is always mizonos. Ice cream cones always shakal. What about crembos? Ulinyan ha crembo. Yesh levarich alav shakal niyabidvaro. Crembos have a small cracker on the bottom. Only shahakol. Why? Kevan shabiskvitim tafel hu. And I think he also mentioned the same thing with respect to cookies and cream ice cream. Where was that? It's somewhere in the Makoto sheets. Oh, that was in an earlier one. Okay, we'll have to get back to that, except we're out of time. We're way out of time. Well, all right. There are many other exciting examples of Iker V'Tafel, which include Mizonos on your Makoro sheets, which we are not going to get to today because I have to leave. Maybe we can we'll figure out when to do that. But if we don't have a chance to do that together, you could look at these makoros. And there are makoros on all sorts of interesting Iker Tafel Mizonos questions, including cereal, including schnitzel, including meatballs that have breadcrumbs in them to increase their substance and the like. But for now, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day. Mirza Shem tomorrow. I'm sorry?
Cookies and cream ice cream.
So, I have to be, let's talk about cookies. What do you think based off of what we've seen now? Why do people put the cookies in the ice cream?
Well, they could have just chosen plain vanilla, but they wanted cookies.
No, it tastes better.
It tastes better.
It's
better. But
it tastes better. Wouldn't just have Oreos
but
ice cream.
Right. In other words, this is like putting the nuts on the ice cream, right? Is there any difference between the cookies and the nuts? Exactly. So then the question is, we're agreeing that this is tafel lagamrei, but that. So I think this is very, in a certain sense, this might be very similar to the schnitzel case, right? Here you have a true tarovas, though, right? In other words, you don't really have the option. I mean, you could make a separate mizonos, but you don't have the option of first making the mizonos and then saying the shahakol. So it comes down to this question a lot, right? To the question that we're dealing with, which is any time you have mizonos that tastes good on its own, and is acting as a tafel, what bracha do you make? Right? I would think that if you hold like Rav Avadia, then you would only make a shahakol. Because Rav Avadia says even when the cone tastes good on its own right, right? But it's clearly totally tafel. And it's not like the ice cream sandwich where it's substantial. This is rather insubstantial and the like. It seemed to me...
He said that in the cause tastes, I thought.
No, but I'm putting together...
According to the Or of
the Or, it's true. According to the Or of Sion, it would be Shahakal. According to Rav Avadia, I don't know. No, I'm not sure. I was thinking Shahakal. Certainly according to the Or of Sion. I thought maybe even according to Rav Avadia, because Lamaisa, Rav Avadia is talking about a case where the cone somewhat tastes good. The haraya, you're reading it at the end.
No, it's there.
You're saying, it's no, it's only because there, I'm there. Okay, I don't know. Cookies and cream is very difficult.
You need cookie first. So what about if you have, say, a salad with chicken salad or something?
All right, I have to run. I'm sorry. I have to make a shiv call tonight. Okay. Well, we could talk more.